When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy and Jill, everybody. Welcome to the show, guys.
How's it going, girls?
Good.
Amy and Jill are in the house, and they're thrilled about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excited to be here. You're not nervous. Excited.
Not nervous
just
at all.
I mean, how long have you been waiting to get in here?
About a year and a half almost.
Mm-hmm. Holy mackerel. Mm-hmm.
So it's about time, right?
Yeah.
I know. So we're excited to have you. How long have you been friends?
Forever. I mean, we've known each other since we were tiny, but probably friends since fifth grade.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. So you know a lot of stuff. Yes. What do you like to do when you get together and hang out?
Drink. Isn't that always the answer?
The tradition continues. A bunch of drunks on the best friend game. That's for sure.
But we do like to bake. And we've taken a couple cake decorating classes.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you bake before or after you've been drinking?
During.
Yeah, you mix it all up.
Yeah, how does that work out?
Not good, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Right.
All right, so what do you do for a living? Do you work?
Start with Jill.
I do intellectual property for a consumer products. I am a paralegal who makes sure our back labels and things like that are correct.
Interesting.
Legally compliant. Artwork and stuff like that.
Mm. All right. What about you, Amy?
I'm actually in the same field of intellectual property, like patents and trademarks. And I'm kind of like what you were saying. I work for a firm in town.
Sounds fancy.
It's really not that fancy.
It's not fancy, but it is fun.
Yeah, it's true.
It is fun. That's good because it kind of doesn't sound like very much.
Yeah. You kind of get to see what's coming down the pipe.
You guys didn't really sell the sexiness of it at all.
It's an office job. Okay.
All right. So are there husbands, partners, kids? What do you got going on there family wise?
I am married with a 10-month-old son.
That's
a
Jill.
Little one.
And I'm married with a, well, recently 11-year-old daughter.
Nice.
Who loves the show.
Yep. Yep. And you got husbands you kind of like. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep them. He's
checking
right.
My questions. Checking my questions. All right. Is there anything else you would like to share before we send one of you away?
No, I'm ready, I think.
All righty, then.
I think. God.
All righty, then.
All right, so I assume Jill is answering questions about Amy, right?
Yes.
All right, then. Amy, we're going to send you into the Jeff and Jen quiet room, also known as the isolation booth, so that Jill can speak freely and you can't hear what's being said. Keep everybody honest. There she goes. Door's closing and it's sealed shut. Jen, whenever you're ready.
All right. Out of the four of us on this morning show.
Oh, no.
She's been on this kick all week.
Which would she have the toughest time living with?
Jen.
I am very hard to live with. Very hard to live with.
You mean this Jen and not Jen Fridge?
Yeah.
All right.
Just because I'm messy Fridge. And I hoard. Is that the problem?
Probably.
Have you seen my purging videos?
Yeah. All right.
There's a lot more about me than just that that's difficult to live with. So I will not be offended. All right. Question number two. Who would she most want to make out with? Iron Man, Captain America, or Star-Lord?
Oh, Lord.
That's Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, or Chris Pratt.
Captain America.
Captain America. Good call. Who in her family would most likely get arrested for indecent exposure?
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, she probably has been arrested for
it. What is that person? What does that person do?
She's just fun.
She's just fun. Okay, so it's in a good way.
Yes.
It's not like this person's going to be wandering down the street smoking a cigarette and swearing at people.
Now you're talking she's my family.
All right. Fourth question. Who at her work makes her want to go on a tropical vacation? All right. And fifth and final, what is her favorite flavor of massage oil?
Oh my gosh. Cherry.
Cherry it is.
That's a good
was
answer.
Was that it? Was that all five?
That's it. That's all five.
Easy, easy.
And now that Jill has answered all five.
She wasn't breathing at all. I noticed that.
That's funny. Jill is afraid to breathe because she doesn't want her.
That is like my biggest pet peeve when somebody calls you on the phone and that's all you can
hear. And they're breathing.
It's like, oh my God, but what if I do it? I don't know.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right. Well, now that Jill has answered all five, we're bringing Amy back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Jill's.
Are you ready for this?
Good luck.
Welcome back, Amy.
All right.
First question's worth $10.
Which out of the four of us on this morning show would you have the toughest time living with?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Well, because we had a little chat, and I feel like he'd be okay with it. Maybe Tim?
You think Tim would be tough to live with?
Well, I think you're just trying to give the safe answer. I think that she probably gave the real answer.
Oh, I don't really know.
She
real
guessed
answer.
Jen.
Really?
She's a hoarder.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Way to throw her under the bus.
You know.
She's just got some tendencies.
If that's the worst thing you can say about me, I'll take it. But yeah,
what do you think would be the hardest part about living with Tim?
Hardest part about living with Tim? Well, you're a bachelor, right? No. No? Oh, I don't know.
He is a man who is involved.
Oh, man.
He is involved.
So he takes out the garbage.
That was a hard one. I like all of you guys. So that was a hard one.
So you're thinking, liking somebody and living with them are two different things.
Right.
So
right?
You were thinking, like, if Tim was a bachelor, then maybe he'd be kind of sloppy and messy.
Yeah, or maybe that. Yeah. Over. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. You'll get this one.
Okay.
Who would you most want to make out with? Iron Man, Captain America, or Star-Lord?
Definitely Star-Lord.
Oh.
Chris Pratt.
Right?
I know. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't.
I told her. I told her that it was Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and Chris Pratt.
I mean, I don't know which one I would pick for myself on that.
Yeah. That's all right.
And my husband will kill me. Because that's all he watches.
It. Yeah.
He's already talking today. He's not going to get to see the end game for 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. So
well, packed. We're crushing it.
You're 40. Calm down.
No, it doesn't work like that.
All right. Question number three.
Who in your family would most likely get arrested for indecent exposure? What is going on with this person?
But
I don't
because
know.
She's fun, not because she's...
Oh, yeah, she's definitely fun. I've watched her almost take her top off, showing somebody a back tattoo. So, yeah, definitely.
All right. I like her already. All right. Who at your work makes you want to go on a tropical vacation?
I have to be...
There you go.
Yay!
There's another $20 added to your pot.
Woo-hoo!
You're at the fifth
finishing
and final
strong,
question.
How much money they got?
So far, they got $30, but if they get this right, they can double their money.
All right. What is your favorite flavor of massage oil?
Favorite flavor of massage oil.
And don't take too long because Jill's not breathing. She needs to breathe.
Vanilla?
Oh, my God. I was going to say that.
She almost said that. Tell her what you said, Jill.
Cherry.
Cherry.
You guys think I'm way more kinky than I actually am.
That's one of the tamest questions, too, I've ever thrown out there. That's so cute.
But you guys have been friends forever. Amy and Jill, congratulations. You still got $30, guys.
We
congratulations.
Did.
Still doing good.
Yeah. And thanks Amy's for coming on the Best Friend Game.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Oh, happy and birthday.
Thank you.
We're going to go on a little pub crawl. So
it's Amy's birthday?
Enjoy. Yep.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Nice. Thank you so much.
All right. And if you want to celebrate something by playing the Best Friend Game, it's really easy. We have an application on our website. Just go there and fill it out. WKRQ.com.
It's National Bring Your Favorite Radio DJ Food Day.
2060 Reading Road.
And what did we decide? What was it that marked this occasion? Why is today National Radio Day,
Tim? I just did a quick search, and there was something about the Tesla Wave and Marconi stuff way back mm-hmm. stuff.
Because when was the first broadcast on KDKA in Pittsburgh?
The nation's first commercial broadcast from a commercial radio station was on November 2nd of 1920.
Okay. So next year will be the 100-year anniversary.
Yes. They chose that day, November 2nd, because it was election day. And the power of radio was proven when people could hear the results of the Harding Cox presidential race before they read about it in the newspaper. So KDKA, which was the nation's first commercial radio station in Pittsburgh, it was such a huge hit that it inspired other companies to take up radio broadcasting. And within 4 years, there were 600 commercial stations around the country.
Crazy.
Yeah, because people didn't want to wait for their news. They're like, who reads a newspaper anymore? It's 1921, idiot. Just turn the radio on.
Crying out loud.
Yeah.
1920, 100 years.
That's right. Hey, somebody's got to do it.
I know, right? I bet almost between the four of us, we've got 100 years in radio.
Oh, God, don't say that.
It's 21 this week for me.
See? Look at that.
So there's a study at Berkeley that has analyzed hundreds of halftime speeches given by coaches. And they found that angry speeches have a bigger effect than uplifting ones.
Well, what kind of effect? There are lots of different effects it could have. Which one are they referring to here? As in, they're more likely to score more points and win the game. They're more likely to feel good about themselves. They're more likely to what?
Athletes tend to perform better after harsher and more negative speeches than they do after positive ones.
On this team, we fight for that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch. We claw with our fingernails for that itch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
And I love Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good movie.
I love hearing him just yell. He could be yelling anything.
He's a wonderful yeller.
Yeah, isn't he?
Would you be able to, if he were your dad and he was yelling at you for something dumb you did, would you even be able to hear what it is he's yelling at you for? Or would you just be like, you're so good at that, Dad.
Jeffrey, you're an idiot. What were you thinking? Yeah, I don't know.
Cool, Dad. You're cool.
Yeah. How many times do I have to tell you? But I love you. People used to get so upset with Marvin Lewis when he was coaching the Bengals.
Yes.
Because
there wasn't
he never yelled.
Fury.
Hey, guys, we're going to go out there again at the second half.
Oh, it used to infuriate me, too.
Okay, let's try to
score. We're
going to
go back to the ABCs. We got to get back to practicing.
Because they felt that he lacked passion, or that was the feeling. The feeling was that he lacked passion because Marvin Lewis never got angry, or at least we rarely got to see him angry, except, of course, for this one time in a rare moment that was caught on, what was that? What's that HBO show?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Listen to me. This is a long-ass season. This is a grind. and you can't give up the ball. You can't miss tackles. You can't step out of bounds. You can't have penalties. You can't field punts on the one-yard line. Some of you wonder why you don't play and start. Because you won't tackle on an interception. Because you don't know who to block. So you better make up your mind what you're going to do.
There you go.
That was preseason, and he got it all out.
It was preseason, and by the way, it was after a loss, so it wasn't even a halftime speech. Like, maybe that would have been more helpful earlier in the game, maybe.
The people that actually ended up playing for the team, that would have been beneficial. Thank you, Marv.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see our new coach. You know what's crazy is that we've had those two Bengal preseason games, and I've been out of town for both of them. So I have yet to see what the team has really
what they look like
put out there. I'm excited to see what's happening down there.
Yeah. Here's Billy Bob Thornton's big speech from Friday Night Lights. This falls a little more on the positive end of the spectrum.
Being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends. Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. Can you live in that moment as best you can with clear eyes and love in your heart?
Thank you, Billy Bob Thornton.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
I don't know. I think I prefer the yelling from Al Pacino.
This is Al Pacino, and you're listening to Q102. Is that loud enough? I couldn't tell.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.